Hello, I'm still in Paris, and
he's hanging in there.
We've had a heck of a morning, haven't we, Claire?
We have. It's been a little insane. The jet lag is raging, but we are hanging in there, especially with a hugely kind of philosophical and cerebral conversation.
Yeah, we had, what have we had? We've had 2.5 hours of pure brain food.
Yes. Most certainly. Which is really it's also really interesting to come at this from an American perspective, because this whole concept of this conversation happening at a global level, at a UNESCO level, is not something that I think we as Americans feel really a part of or really in touch with, being part of the cultural sector in America. This whole idea of creating philosophies, creating policy documents, creating influential policy documents on cultural rights and cultural policy is something that's really foreign, truly in the truest sense of the word, to me, to us, in the cultural sector in the States. I don't know what you think, Zaddy.
No, I'm still processing the entire morning. Literally, it was just conversation about cultural rights, cultural democracy. What does it mean? Can we have some sort of commonality within our culture, especially when it comes to the EU? And then applying that to what it means for Americans. For me, especially, I think not only applying, kind of filtering it through that context, but also filtering it through the context of the internet. Like you, I'm sure you said when you introduced yourself, I'm from the internet, right? And I think a lot of us are coming from that perspective right now of kind of, yes, I do have this cultural background, but right now who I'm associating with right now are the geeks, are the people that are online, are the people that are, when you talk about language, you're talking about HTML, CSS, Perl, you know, Ruby on Rails and all these other, so there's this other kind of context to it when you think about the internet as a kind of cultural platform as well as an information platform. So what does that mean when you think about cultural unity? So for me, I'm filtering it through that angle and figuring out how to kind of, you know, process it going into the next couple of months and the years. What does it mean to me and kind of our peers online?
It seems that one of the starkest contrasts between the French vision of the notion of cultural rights and the American one is that America is operates as a sort of nation of cultural proselytes. That actually American culture is an export as much as anything else. That actually, and the validation of it is in its adoption by people outside of America. It's a globalized culture, whereas France tends to adopt more kind of protectionist view of its own culture. That actually within its borders, it's very particular about that sense of protection. Is that something that you were aware of sitting listening to that?
It's really interesting to think about that proselytization and the fact that we don't, but even so that's just sort of inherent. It's around. It's not like we don't have the British Council, we don't have the Goethe Institute, we don't have these sort of centralized cultural kind of organizations that is to promote American culture around the globe. It's just sort of happening, you know, by happenstance as opposed to really thoughtful or strategic efforts to do that.
I wonder to what degree economics plays a part in that, in the fact that the dominant American cultural exports are massive money-making ventures.
Yeah. Yeah,
so they don't need supporting Cali.
It's just hard not to commercialize the exporting of culture as well in the American context, because it does come down to industry, like really profitable income-generating industries like film, and that's why you see this kind of Hollywood everywhere. Whereas, and the other, I think, dynamic it plays is language, particularly in a more insular process in France in terms of protecting French content on radio and TV, and it's harder to be exporting a minority language in a commercial way. So I think it also comes back down to, you know, capital market systems and a lot of these things, and geopolitics and all the other larger things that necessarily weren't brought up with, you know, a philosophical approach, but our realities.
Do you think that the conversation about specific culture and the protection of that is more applicable on a regional level in America than on a national level? Because America has a sort of national export, but actually regionally there are enormous variants, and that, you know, there's a sort of Midwestern identity and a whole load of different identities in the South. And that most of what we see from the outside is just California, and that actually understanding that that American culture has a lot, a much more diverse story to tell. You're all nodding furiously.
Christina can certainly
Christina, I don't know if you want to.
I think
that's why something like the British Council or organizations like this is so important as a mediator, because I think, like you said, I think entertainment is such an important, it is such a kind of export. And even my experience here, you know, my first blog post was about how much I love the bread, you know, and the quick response from a Parisian said, oh, you Americans, you know, all you respond to is what you see in movies. Mm. And so I thought, wow, but then from a cultural standpoint, I'm not just American, I'm also Hispanic, I'm also from the East Coast, moved to the West Coast. There's so many other things that have variances that it almost seems like we need that mediation and sort of so we can find ways to talk to each other on a kind of more basic, you know, level.
Yeah. And Christine, again, as a Hispanic American from the South, we talked yesterday about this very specific kind of it's your job. I mean, I'm going to shut up. You talk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to add other than, you know, what has already been said. But yeah, there's significant differences within the ethnic groups. Like for example, with Latinos, you know, Latinos now being such a big part of the U.S., they always have been. But there's huge differences within Latinos themselves as well, you know. And you were talking about the commercialization, you know, of culture, and well, we see a big part of that too, and that has an influence in Latin America as well. The way the Latino music and influences in theater and television, you know, soap operas, and the way it's picked up in the U.S. by the major media conglomerates, and the way then it's is also a big.
Thank you so much.
Major media conglomerates, and the way then it's spread back to Latin America is also a big phenomenon. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.